The Hobbit, Disc 4.
The dwarves wanted to know why he had ever been brought at all, why he could not stick to his friends and come along with them, and why the wizard had not chosen someone with more sense.
"He's been more trouble than you so far," said one. "If we've got to go back now into those abominable tunnels to look for him, then drat him, I say."
Gandalf answered angrily,
"I brought him, and I don't bring things that are of no use. Either you help me to look for him, or I go and leave you here to get out of the mess as best you can yourselves. If we can only find him again, you will thank me before all is over. Whatever did you want to go and drop him for, Dory?"
"You would have dropped him," said Dory, "if a goblin had suddenly grabbed your leg from behind in the dark, tripped up your feet, and kicked you in the back.
Then why didn't you pick him up again?"
"Good heavens, can you ask? Goblins fighting and biting in the dark, everybody falling over bodies and hitting one another. You nearly chopped off my head with Glamdring, and Thorin was stabbing here and there and everywhere with Orcrist. All of a sudden you gave one of your blinding flashes, and we saw the goblins running back yelping. You shouted, 'Follow me, everybody,' and everybody ought to have followed. We thought everybody had. There was no time to count, as you know quite well, till we had dashed through the gate guards, out of the lower door, and helter-skelter down here. And here we are, without the burglar. Confusticate him."
"And here's the burglar,"
said Bilbo, stepping down into the middle of them and slipping off the ring. Bless me, how they jumped. Then they shouted with surprise and delight. Gandalf was as astonished as any of them, but probably more pleased than all the others. He called to Balin and told him what he thought of a lookout man who let people walk right into them like that without warning. It is a fact that Bilbo's reputation went up a very great deal with the dwarves after this. If they had still doubted that he was really a first-class burglar, in spite of Gandalf's words, they doubted no longer. Balin was the most puzzled of all, but everyone said it was a very clever bit of work. Indeed, Bilbo was so pleased with their praise that he just chuckled inside and said nothing whatever about the ring. And when they asked him how he did it, he said, "Oh, just crept along, you know, very carefully and quietly.